From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 30th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by Malco Theaters, offering the gift of entertainment year-round for all occasions. Malco gift cards and gift books are available at all locations and online at malco.com. KUAF is also supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley talks to Kyle about a possible multi-billion-dollar acquisition by Tyson Foods, and a less-than-expected participation rate for the upcoming city elections in Fort Smith.
And a preview of two very different ways to spend tomorrow night. The Rumble of Monster Trucks will be in Springdale. There will also be music from the Artisphere Festival Orchestra in Fayetteville. And we'll announce the winner of the Wakarusa Festival package.
First, researchers at UAMS are getting a grant of nearly $1.5 million to look at the effects of trauma on adolescent girls and whether there's a firm connection to drug addiction later in life. Dr. Clint Kiltz is lead investigator of the study, which is getting the grant from the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
I and other investigators have moved more recently into understanding not necessarily how to treat the addicted state, but the development of the addicted state and how the brain codes that development. And so this particular grant focuses on studying kind of the origins of the addiction process in adolescence and studying the interaction of the risk factor of adolescence with other risk factors like exposure to trauma.
The study is being funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
The city of Centerton is working on a trail that will circle Lake Centerton off of Highway 102. Rick Hudson, the city street superintendent, says the project has been under development for the past 4 years, and city leaders hope the trail and lake will become a focal point for outdoor recreation in the city.
It did have a walking trail along the top levee of it that was built by one of the developers, and we're extending that to encompass this perimeter of the lake, making a complete walkway. And part of our cleanup, we've exposed a real pretty little shoals area of tumbling water, and we built a walking bridge over that.
The city has received substantial support for the project. Hudson says the City Advertising and Promotion Commission, state, and other entities have given the city more than $77,000 for the project. He also says additional support for the project has come in the form of labor by inmates from the Benton County Jail.
The guys from the county correctional facility there, they take a lot of pride. You know, I guess they say it's the closest thing to being back in the real world to them that they've seen in a while. And they feel like they're accomplishing something, too, that is good for the community.
Hudson says the first phase of the trail around the lake should be complete sometime next week. And a second phase, which will extend about 1,800 feet northward along McKissick Creek, is expected to be finished by midsummer.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Foundation has named a new president. Starting July 1st, Chuck Dykus will become acting president of the foundation, and current president Steve Smith will become president emeritus. Dykus is the former president of the Razorback Foundation, and his responsibilities at the Game and Fish Foundation will include fundraising and day-to-day operations. The foundation supports programs and the mission of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
More street work on the way north of the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Beginning Monday, the City of Fayetteville Transportation Division will begin reconstruction work on a portion of Leverett Avenue between Cleveland and North Streets. The work will involve improvements to storm drainage, replacing deteriorated sidewalks, and curbing and resurfacing the street. Construction will involve closing the street to through traffic on weekdays between 7 and 5, that's 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. The crews may use overnight and weekend work hours if necessary. Traffic will be detoured to Garland Avenue. The work expected to take about 10 weeks.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team opens play in the NCAA tournament tonight in Charlottesville, Virginia. Arkansas is the number 2 seed in the double elimination regional and faces the number 3 seed, Liberty. Win or lose, Arkansas plays again tomorrow.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals added another mark to the losing column last night. The team was shut out 3-0 by the San Antonio Missions. Naturals move on tonight to play the first of 3 games against the Hooks in Corpus Christi.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Expect mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs from 79 in northwest Arkansas to 82 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and lows in the mid 60s.